Hey guys, what's up and welcome back to Filipino Millennial Mindset Podcast, a podcast dedicated to sharing lessons, conversations, and experiences in hopes na ma-broaden yung mindset ng millennials and hopefully other generations. So today, I have Rajiv with me. Tama ba pronunciation ko?
Yes.
Rajiv.
Correct.
Ni Rajiv.
Correct.
Rajiv. All right. So Rajiv has the Rajiv Show, yung podcast niya, so feel free to follow and check his podcast as well. But before we dive into anything else, so Rajiv, you are an artist, di ba? So
yes, correct.
What art forms do you mainly focus on?
I mainly focus on abstract. Recently, I've dabbled with basic drawing foundations, but it's hard to transcribe. Mahirap i-transcribe yung mga gusto kong sabihin. Kaya, nag-abstract na lang ako.
Ayos yun ah. Pero, so, talagang art, as in painting?
Yeah, I actually, if everybody's viewing me, the painting here behind me is actually mine. Mm.
Oh,
naalala
ko yan.
It's one of my secrets.
Yeah, yeah. Napakita
this
mo yan
is
sa isa
the...
sa IG live mo.
This is one of my signature twisted perspective, and I tried to do a mandala. This was commissioned, and sadly, the commission got pushed back, so it came back to me. So yeah,
memorable, pa rin naman, tumatak sa'yo.
Yes.
Hmm. Yes. Nagano ka rin? I think you're also into music.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Kari-release ko lang yung first music ko na kinompose namin sa college. So, naka-release yun. It's on YouTube. It's on the Rajiv Show. You guys can find it on the Rajiv Show.
So, yeah. Guys, feel free to check out the Rajiv Show sa YouTube at pakinggan yung kinompose ni Rajiv. So, Rajiv, since ngayon ka lang nasa podcast and meron na kaming idea on what you do, ano naman, who are you naman? So, kindly introduce yourself to our audiences naman.
So, before I get started, I just want to say hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Rajiv Doraiswamy. If it's hard to pronounce my last name, just make it simple, three syllable. Dor, Rice, and Wami. Put that together and you have Doraiswamy. That's how you pronounce it. Sige.
Doraiswamy?
correct.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I'm Rajiv Doraiswamy, half Indian, half Filipino, currently residing in the Philippines, specifically in La Trinidad. And I'm a cool man. I'm a cool... Mm. You guys can approach me anytime. I'm a cool dude. So, yeah.
All right. So, interesting na bring up mo, you're half Indian and Filipino. Gusto ko itanong kung ano ang kulturang mas na-adapt mo, you know, all throughout your life?
Unang-una, I grew up here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So, first language is English, but second language is Ilocano. So, I'm not I don't have relatives from Ilocos. It's just that it's a neighboring, language. So, second language is Ilocano. So, yeah. Mostly Ilocano English based. That's the language that I use.
Mm. Sino ang Indian sa parents mo?
Father.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Naglilito sa magandang question. So, yung father mo, kasi since the podcast is all about mindset, this podcast, mayroong bang parang distinguishing factor sa mindset ng, you know, from your father as an Indian, na parang madidistinguish mo from, you know, the Filipino mindset, typical Filipino mindset?
Resilience. He has resilience. One of my father, shout out to him if he's listening to this episode. He has resilience over everything that we've been through in life. I've spent my time with him during my last years, and one thing that I've learned from my father is he's been resilient to everything that's been thrown at him. He's been resilient at that. So, yeah.
So, masaya mo, na-adapt mo yung resiliency niya.
In a way, I have the annoying version of it. The junior version of it. Yeah.
Pero resilient siya in a way na yung mga, you know, struggles of life, mga ganun.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
That's awesome na. Kasi, one thing about my dad, ano eh, parang, hindi naman siya masamang tao. Hindi naman masamang tao yung tatay ko. Pero, ang nakitaan ko sa kanya, he easily breaks down pag galit siya.
Yeah.
Eh, yun yung part ng tatay ko na nakita ko. Hindi ko nakita yung, you know, yung, pag, on your dad, he was a resilience. It's very good na nakita mo yun sa kanya. Pero, yeah. for me, on my part, hindi, wala akong nakita ang ganung klaseng trait sa dad ko eh. So that's why I'm very interested to know, you know, about your dad. And on the same note about resiliency, yung mother mo, may pagkaganon din naman as a Filipino, ba?
As a Filipino, she's more on adaptation. She's more into, I think she's more introverted. She's extroverted. But she has some kind of introvertedness characteristic sometimes when we are on personal level. Hindi ko matagalog yun.
Okay lang. Ito, next question. How has both of your parents, you know, affected yung mindset mo so far? Like from the beginning na susceptible ka sa, ano ba yun, nung bata ka, nung teenager ka, up till now?
My mother's kindness and warmth, I adapted that when I was with her when I was growing up here. Nung pumunta ako sa India, I used that as my source of communication, verbal communication towards my classmates, and it worked to a degree. And my father, his resiliency is one thing that he told me. At times, I have that kind of adaptive mentality towards things that I want. When I want something, I'm resilient enough to go and demand for it. And even though it becomes irritating, my father knows that if I want it, I really go get it. That's one thing that my father told me before that still sticks to my.
Maganda yun na alam mo yung gusto mo and you're able to, you know, stick to it at ipaglaban talaga yung gusto mo. Kasi I think that's a hard thing. Yeah. I don't think especially Filipinos. I think pati naman sa kultura ng ibang, you know, country, may mga taong hindi rin kaya i-voice out yung gusto nila. Pero parang medyo potent siya sa Pinoy na hindi masabi yung gusto, nagpaparaya na lang lagi, mga ganon. Parang bida yung Pinoy sa ganun eh, nagpaparaya lagi. Pero anong masabi mo sa tao na ano, meron siyang gusto, na gustong-gusto talaga niya, pero ang tagal-tagal niya nang nagpaparaya. I think kasi may times na okay yun, pero may times na sobra na and you're sacrificing your own happiness and purpose and meaning ng buhay mo para doon. So anong masabi mo sa ganung klase ng tao?
Meron tong quote ni Michael Jordan. Nasa Last Dance, napanood ko to. Kung nakita niyo yung Last Dance documentary, meron yung tinanong ng coach o coach at our owner, tinanong niya kung may headache ka. Tapos 9 out of 10 of these medicines would kill you. So, sabi ni Michael Jordan, it depends on how fucking bad the headache is. So, yun, talagang kung gusto mo talaga, you guys gotta go for it. Ride or die, that's one thing about life. But I'm saying this in terms of doing things that you want to do. Because probably some people will take it out of context. Yeah, Rajiv said this or that. No, what I'm trying to say is that if you really want something that is tangible, parang something that you can hold on to, a girlfriend that you really like, if you think it's worth losing that friendship with that girlfriend, then by all means, admit your feelings. Because like I said, ride or die. If you're not really missing, if you're missing out on the opportunity later in life, 90 years, 100 years, you're going to say, oh, I missed a shot. I should have at least tried. That's what I've done with my crushes when I was in college. I liked them. I admitted to them. Didn't work out. So on to the next. I didn't mean chick boy, but on to the next. And luckily, I got my girl after college. So yeah, I was also resilient.
Yeah, I mean, dun sa pagiging chick boy, I think there's a difference naman between, you know, knowing who you want, going for it, being rejected, and then moving on, not dwelling.
There's a difference also between desperate and desperation.
Pero going back sa yung alam mo yung gusto mo, I think so lately lang ako na-open up sa concept ng values sa buhay, di ba? Core values, dati narinig ko lang sa mga company, core values, ano ba yun? Parang ang cheesy lang pakinggan. Pero bringing it to this conversation, yung alam mo yung gusto mo, pero may mga bagay ka na hindi ka willing gawin para maabot yun. Alam mo yun? Na hindi ka willing magnakaw, hindi ka willing magano, dahil against yun sa values mo. So, dun dadating sa buhay ng tao na importante nga na may values ka sa buhay, di ba? So, yung sinabi mo, kung may gusto kang ma-achieve sa career mo, pero nakakita ka ng opportunity, pero it involves doing something na masisi or mabe-break niya yung value mo, yung values mo, you're gonna try to pursue a different way. Pero, hindi nasira yung, pero hindi nasira yung desire mo on pursuing that. Yeah. Naghanap ka lang ng ibang way. Ba kasi, yung iba, di ba? Alam nila yung gusto nila. Medyo nagiging controlling sila ng tao.
Manipulative.
Yeah, manipulative. So, buti nang na-bring up mo yun. And nang ma-bring up din yung values. Kasi I think that's really important na ngayon ko lang nare-realize. Speaking of values, ikaw, Rajiv, what are your personal values in life? Na yun talaga yung, alam mo yun, yung pag na-break, yung... Oh, on this example, may chine-chase kang goal. Ano yung mga hindi ka willing ma-break para ma-achieve yung break, yung goal mo na values? Ano yung mga hindi ka willing i-break na values?
In life, there is in life philosophy, one thing I stick by is it's an additional philosophy to a metaphor, I think, which is called think outside the box, think inside the box, and be the box. I specify on the concept of being the box and being in a situation, being the situation and understanding it in various angles. That is one of my motto in life. That's one of my core values. In terms of living life, I don't have a... Yung tape na ginagamit nila sa crime scene to cover up yung limit, wala talaga akong ganun. I don't have any limit as long as... For me, the only one core value that I carry in life is that I won't cheat on my wife. And loyalty. That's the only thing that I've set out in life. Aside from that, there's nothing else that I wouldn't do as long as I do it safely and I don't hurt people in the process. But sadly, sometimes the most disappointing thing is someone will always be disappointed. It's either me or either people around me. So I can't put a limit to that. So yeah. I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, you did. Pero maganda yung point mo, yung values mo simple lang. Which, yung mga values talaga or yung pinapahalagahan mo sa buhay, hindi naman niya kailangan maging marami. Actually, tingin ko kung the more, mas marami siya, mas magulo yung buhay mo. Kasi yung dami-dami mong, di ba?
Yeah.
When in reality, kung meron ka lang siguro 3 or kahit ilan man yan, na yun sinusundan mo yung values mo na yun, parang hindi ka mapapariwara in that way. Di ba?
True.
So, ako kasi dati nung unang narinig ko yung concept ng core values. Ano ba core values ko? So, sabi nitong speaker na to, lista ko 30. Tapos, 20 out of 20 of this, bullshit daw to. And then, yung 30 na yon mananarrow down siya into 10. Yung 10 na yun, 10. Ano ulit?
2-3.
Oo, 2-3. Magandang practice siya kung gusto mong, alam mo yun, i-narrow down ano lang yung at least 3 or kahit nga isa lang na talagang pinakamahalaga sa buhay mo eh.
Oo.
Pero yung mga 10 yung sinusunod mo. That's when it becomes cheesy para sa akin.
Parang namimili ka na parang kumakain ka na sa restaurant. Spicy, non-spicy. I'll add a little bit of kimchi, mga ganun.
Uy, si ganito, may core value siyang 11. Gaya ko nga.
Okay.
Mukhang astig yun, ha? Gaya ko.
Okay. Pwede bang mailagay sa t-shirt?
Pero yung core values, importante siya pero hindi niya kailangan maging komplikado. Which also anything in life. Hindi naman sobrang kailangan komplikado ng buhay.
Someone once told me this very famous line that life is simple. I just forgot who, but I had a conversation with someone because at that time I was struggling and I don't know what I was struggling with. I think I was in India or I was here. But someone said that life is simple. You just live it. You just live it to your own terms. So yeah, kind of stuck to me. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Pero yung mga ganong klaseng parang sayings, ano eh, it's cliche pero there's a reason kung bakit cliche sila. Diba?
Yeah.
Talaga naman life is simple. And talagang magsisink in lang sa'yo yun pag... Alam mo yun, na-experience mo na nga kung gano'ng kasimple lang talaga buhay, ikaw lang nagpapakomplicate.
Be the box. It goes back to the motto. Being.
Gusto ko yun, ha? Kasi, on being the box, kasi I'm big on empathy. Dun sa ginawa mong concept or sa in-explain mo, you're being the box, in-experience mo, inaalam mo. Parang in a way, you're expanding your perspective. Di ba? Hindi lang you're outside tapos sinuhusgaan mo yung box. Yeah. Kasi, di ba, the old saying is think outside the box. Pero ikaw, you're saying be the box. Idanas mo na ano ba yung nararanasan ng box na to inside and out.
Yeah.
And I think that's it really translates to empathy and compassion para sa akin. Yun yung take ko doon. And I'm really huge on that. Kasi, I never want to judge anyone. Ano mo yun? Kahit may mga taong complain, tinatry ko pa rin na intindihin. Hindi ko alam yung pinagdadaanan nila kung bakit sila mga reklamador. Baka there's more to it than kung ano yung nakikita ko sa pinapost nila sa social media. So, although sometimes, totoo, may mga taong gusto lang magreklamo. Pero, I still try to look past that. Yun nga, be the box. So, magandang philosophy yun. Saan mo unang narinig yun?
I just added that actually. I heard the term think outside the box, think inside the box. And that's what I heard those two and then I realized why not be the situation? Because when
be
you do
box.
That, it's more like an internal you combine the concept of being an internal thinker and an external communicator. It's like you combine those two things. It's putting two things together and knowing a situation. If I put this as an example, let's say two people fought and you were in the middle of the situation. You would understand one person, communicate with them and communicate and understand who was right and who was wrong. And to a certain degree, you can resolve it. Or if it's not your none of your business, then you don't resolve it. But still, you know both ends. It connects with empathy. You know both ends so that you know whose truths is much more agreeable. And that's where you make your decisions. So yeah.
Nalala ko yung narinig ko lately kay, meron akong pinapakinggan speaker, si Ed Milet. Ang sabi niya, in a situation, there's always two versions of the truth. And in the middle of that is the actual truth.
Yeah, true.
So by
the
being...
The sad reality, to add to that, the sad reality is, I think you know this quote, sad reality is truth, before truth wakes up, the lie has spread across the world alone. That's one thing I always want to connect with, that before truth is waking up, the lie has already crossed the world 3 times.
Yeah. Kaya para sa akin, sobrang importante ng self-awareness eh. Kasi you are able to internalize kung ano man yung version ng story mo. Ano mo yun? Hindi siya gaslighting, pero talagang you just want to know the... kung ano yung totoo talaga, na baka ako yung problem, mga ganun. In a way, ano eh, hindi naman siya gaslighting, pero it's always important, you know, to be able to, yun nga, be the box. Self-awareness, being the box is self-awareness. Na tingin mo hindi yung story mo yung tama. So, ano ba yung tama talaga? You're able to question, you know, your own story para mag-conclude sa kung ano talaga yung tama. Parang ano, it's not about who's right, but what's right.
One thing I want to add when you said the word question is sometimes questions are the hardest things in planning. Some people ask the right questions and the wrong questions and they don't know the difference. It's about understanding what it is that you want from the question. I wanted to connect that because sometimes nobody takes it into context that when someone fights and then you ask what's wrong, sometimes you may come out as an asshole. Yeah. But then, you know, sometimes you may come out. So the way you approach things is just all about how you question, how you know the person, what's the business related to the question, what business do you have related to the question. Yung mga ganun, no? Questioning is one of the most things that is the toughest and the hardest things to get in this world is coming up with the right questions. And nobody has the right questions because everybody's got their own truths and you don't want to mess with their truths if it's on your business.
Yeah, I think yung to your part, yung pagka-question, naalala ko yung alam mo yung kanta ni Neo, yung, nalimutan ko ng kanta yun eh, pero sa lyrics niya, ang nakalagay doon, asking questions like you already know. Di ba? Di ba? Nalimutan ko ng kanta yun eh, pero yun yung exact lyrics.
Miss Independent, I think. Miss Independent. I listen to some
music. Oh, yata. Pero yun nga, yung, to your point, asking questions like you already know, that's, yun nga, an example, yung sinabi mo, it comes off like you're being an asshole kasi yung questions na tinatanong mo, accusations.
Yeah. Sometimes it's accusive and I don't know if that's a word, but it's accusive, abusive. Sometimes they make it the wrong intention. And first of all, sometimes those questions is that, does it relate to you? That is the one question you have to ask yourself, especially when you're asking questions. Does it relate to you? If it does, then good. If it doesn't, then good. At least you know the difference.
And I think questions are very important. Eh? Kasi when you ask, even with yourself, when you ask yourself the right questions, the right thoughts pop up.
Yeah.
And I think questions na nanggagaling from curiosity, ang pinakamagandang question. Kasi, yes, alam mo yun, kasi you're interested in finding out what is compared to finding out if kung yun nasa isip mo, yun nga ba yun?
Yes.
So, yun yung pinakaiba nila. Kaya ngayon, nare-realize ko na yung power ng questions. Kasi, if you're trying to make someone realize their mistake, it's one thing na ikaw ang nagsabi sa kanya. Pero, pag siya mismo ang nakarealize, it's everything to that person. And, it takes asking the right question in the right way na pag may ginawa silang mali, ba't mo ginawa to? Ba't mo ginawa yan? That is the wrong question. Pero if you said it in a way na, anong nangyari? Okay ka lang ba? Anong nangyari?
Yeah.
Anong nangyari compared dun sa ba't ganito nangyari? Di ba? It's very simple lang yung change niya pero ang laki ng pinakaiba.
Yeah, the context changes. Yeah.
And by using that type of questioning, yung taong tinatanong mo, naka-lower yung defense niya and open siya, sagutin yung tanong mo.
Yeah.
Ang buong puso niya. Di ba?
True.
So, Ayun eh, kasi sobrang important ng question sa buhay. Kasi yung well, nakikinig ako sa ano eh, kay sa mga scientists, mga psychologists, and isa sa mga nababring up nila is yung brain kasi ng tao, question answering machine yan. Every time may babato ang tanong dyan, may babato yung sagot sa'yo. So, yung sagot na makukuha mo depende sa kung paano yung tinanong mo at kung ano yung tinanong mo. So, na-appreciate ko na na-bring up mo yung topic about questions kasi napaka-impactful nun.
That's what I do. I always bring out tiny details. I'm very attentive to details.
Yeah, commend you for that, man.
Cheers.
So, that's a... Kaya pala, ano, your podcast has been, ano, going on for how many months or years na?
Same. It's the same. It's gonna have its birthday, I think, by November. Ano, it's already had its birthday already. Its second birthday, pod anniversary.
Nice.
Basically, the show and the podcast is different. It's like, I wanna venture out into different fields. I ventured out into music, recently, and then arts. I have a different specific field for arts, but I want to exhibit the fact that I am me in this whole story. I am me, and it sounds selfish, but I want to take as much of what life can give. Medyo malalim na yan. Pero gusto ko talagang kunin ang mga experiences ng life kasi artist ako tapos musikero ako. So, I want to mix those worlds. Kanina lang, I was just experimenting with one of my artworks and by the looks of it, I'll send you a photo of it. It looks like an album. I don't think I added you at that time, but I did have a photo of this image that I did, and it's black. It's a complete black, but the center is added with some extra digital. I did it digital, so the art in the center is like a light. It's the end of the tunnel, and but when you look at it, parang pwede mo nang gawing album, music album
cover.
Oh, cover album.
Tignan ko yan mamaya.
I'll send you once I put an idea to it. Pero may concept ako eh.
Anong concept?
Yun, like putting that in the center tapos, because there's an album cover that I know that the Beatles have. I think it's the white, pero yung sa akin black. Yung.
Pero ikaw, as a creative, I think sobrang interesting ng mga creatives tulad mo. Kasi for people like me, ano eh, hindi naman sa wala akong talent sa art, baka hindi ko lang tinatry, pero hindi yun, wala dun yung ano ko, yung curiosity ko, hindi dun nagli-lead. Pero para sa iyo, you have a unique way of expressing yourself as a creative compared sa tao na words lang yung nagagamit. And dun ako natutuwa sa pagiging creative. And as a creative, ikaw, so this podcast is about mindset, parang what art have you done or you're planning to do that best resembles your mindset today? Is it the one behind you?
Abstract. I have a lot of ideas with abstract. Now, in my head, I want to transcribe a story of a child looking up into the abstract world. And I haven't done it yet, but I have the concept in mind. Like a black shadow of a kid holding a teddy bear or something. But I'm not specific on details because I'm not really good at it. But I have the idea of outlining that, and then as he looks away, looking out into the world is all the twisted stuff that I do. The twisted perspective style that I put mixed with some line art. So that's a piece that I'm thinking about. I think I might do that.
Yeah, I'm expecting that, bro. So you let your art speak for you?
It's just hard for abstract art to get noticed. Some people, when they see abstract, this guy is onto something.
Yeah, so
because
I think...
abstract, looking at Jackson Pollock, they don't. Some people say that some of his art style comes from a different style technique, and then some are selling artworks that is not his. And art world is so complicated. It's hard to navigate life there. So yeah.
Yeah, in some way, buti na lang di ako creative. Joke lang.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, you're right.
Pero
because you don't have to struggle with that pain.
Well, every industry has a version of that naman eh, di ba?
Yeah.
As a version of the struggles. Pero going back, so thank you for being on this episode, joining me. And isa sa mga gusto kong itanong sa'yo as a person, as a creative, as a person, as you. Today, what's the biggest shift in your mindset so far na masasabi mong I used to think this way, I think this way now, and I'm proud of it? Kasi may mga ganung realizations ako before na talagang yung ganung klaseng way of thinking ko napaka-twisted nun, or ayokong maulit o bumalik yung mindset ko sa ganung klaseng type ng mindset. And ano yung ganun para sa'yo? If any.
My mindset in terms of that, that's a really good question. A mindset that I had. I used to complain a lot. But that's not really major. I don't have a specific. It's all minor. I had to learn was empathy. Patience is one of the things. I meant to say that I've already mastered it in a way. It sounds arrogant, but back then I was young. Back then when I was young, patience was not my strongest suit as a young kid. But yeah.
So, Andre, the way you said it, diba, you think it sounds arrogant, pero para sa'yo, results speak for themselves. Results ang magsasabi kung talagang ganun na nga or hindi. So,
yeah.
Ano yung parang one deciding moment para sa'yo na nasabi mo talagang you have improved your patience or you're now a patient man?
None because the patience came with the discipline that I had, drive and discipline that I've had when it comes to my art. One thing that kept me together and still keeps me together is my art. And I can attest to the journey that I've had with my art is that now that I'm experimenting I used to be a comic book artist, but nice. I cannot perfect the human structure and the human body, and I'm not good in creating environments. I don't have that skill, but I had to learn to be patient. One thing I used to get pissed off, and I used to flip my drawing books, but then I come back to it after a few hours, few days. I come back to the same circle. It's like a circle. It always keeps going like that. So once I flip the books again, I go back. But the consistency and that patience kept going. I kept going until, like I said, I mastered it. It sounds arrogant, yeah. But yeah.
Then,
I kind of mastered it through that system learning.
Yeah, you say na it sounds arrogant, pero I think that's one thing na kailangan ngang ma-master ng mga Pinoy na being able to be confident, you know, in what you say about yourself. Kasi yun, medyo kulang yan eh. In some way, may downside yung pagiging sobrang humble. Pero I'm hindi mo naman nasabi in a way na arrogante ka. Para sa akin, ah. Para sa listeners ba, share nyo kung thoughts nyo kung mukha bang arrogante sila, Jim. Pero para sa akin, hindi. Honestly, yeah. Hindi. Pero anyway, man, thanks for answering that question. And before we end this episode, is for anyone that wants to follow you, your personal or your podcast, saan mo sila pwedeng i-refer?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. Guys, check out the Rajiv shows on Facebook, TikTok. I'm everywhere. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, IG, Twitter, any of those platforms. Find me on any of those platforms. You want to collab, you want to share stories, or just have a drink with me, that would be nice. Because I'm missing human contact. I'm here stuck at home. I'm missing human contact. So yeah, just reach out to any of my social media platforms. And if you like motivational stuff, I got motivational stuff on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And if you don't have any of that stuff and you're just a YouTuber, my content is on YouTube. All my the episode that I did with my friend here is also, it's going to be on YouTube. And yeah, YouTube is there. So yeah, my music, everything is going to be, everything is everywhere. So yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing your time with us and joining us today. And for the listeners, thank you sa lahat na nakinig up to this point. And hopefully you took some big takeaways. And para sa akin is yung being the box and yung thing about questions. So talagang nag-sync in sa akin yun. So thanks for sharing your thoughts, Rajiv. And thank you again for the listeners for supporting the podcast. And till the next episode.